It's the Shane Show Podcast.
Oh, man, I'm feeling great. I'm hyped.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. So great.
Right.
Great spot for you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Shane Show Podcast. I'm your host, Shane. Along with me here,
Josiah.
And Shane.
Junior. Or Little Shane, as most people know him. Not so little anymore, though, are you there, buddy?
Negative.
Not at all.
Grown a couple feet.
I don't know about that. But welcome to the best place on the internet. The Shane Show Podcast, literally the best place on the internet.
Yeah, and its own weird best place kind of internet.
Yeah,
way.
Own kind of weird way. Being online lately, and social media especially, has been super sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It all depends on who you follow, really.
Yeah.
That's true, too. I apparently follow a lot of bad news
places,
so it's very depressing. If you ever get bored and want to listen to something good, something encouraging, a little positive there, head on over to theshaneshow.org.
Yep.
Theshaneshow.org.
That's the...
Got good things going on there. That's our main webpage.
Feeling sad, feeling down.
Right, yeah, we have one here, and then we have one in like the state of Maine. So whichever one you guys choose,
whichever one. So yeah, head over there. We'll always have our latest podcast posted there. Also, don't forget while you're there, check out the our merch store.
Merch link in bio.
Our merchandise and our swag. Right now, it's just got one photo you can put on your favorite mug. Get a t-shirt made.
You know you need a coffee cup with my face on it.
Yeah.
And you need a t-shirt with my face on it.
Get a poster.
You pay extra to get one of shirtless.
You can get a pillow. You can get the Shane Show podcast pillow.
So now you're always sleeping with us.
Yep.
And we're always sleeping with you.
We're sleeping around. This is horrible.
Gosh.
But head on over there. Check that out. Right now there's only one of our logos that's on there. It's the autographed poster featuring all of us. Kind of gives you a look inside the studio, since clearly with the podcast... Unlike last season, which was all video.
We're like John Cena.
Yeah, we're planning on getting more, though, in the future.
Can't see us.
This season is all going to be podcast.
Yes, it is going to be all podcast, because that is easier.
Well, not necessarily easier. It's just different.
Different.
It's like radio. It's like how radio used to be.
It's how radio still is.
How God intended it. So, we decided with the podcast this time, because clearly I have a face made for radio, so I've been told.
And I have a face made for all sorts of things.
And I have a face.
Probably the most best-looking one out of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. You.
But we had fun last season. We ended up having 7 total episodes and then 1 partial episode that the last one really just, it stunk.
Yeah, it was.
That's what we had all those stunk
like JoJo
difficulties.
I hate it.
Podcasting is a little bit easier as far as putting things together. What's really cool, though, is... and normally some of this stuff, especially with the iTunes, but you can listen to our podcast on almost any platform. We actually put it out, Anchor, the host site we use, actually puts it out to every single platform available. But yes, iTunes and the iPodcast.
Yeah. Do we have it on Spotify yet?
I don't know if it's on Spotify yet.
What about
yes,
Xbox?
Yes, it is on Spotify. Oh,
okay.
All those platforms I can play podcasts, it goes out to. And granted, the iCast and iTunes takes the longest. Sometimes it could be up to 14 days before they'll publish it. But it's on everything. But if all else fails, head on over to Anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to it that way. Head on over to theshaneshow.org.
Merch link in bio.
And you can listen to the latest episode right there on anchor.fm/... The Shane Show Podcast.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's why we're doing it. So this season, you get to listen to us. Plus, you know, when people have to watch a video for 20 minutes, normally the Shane Show Live was 20-minute video, you got to sit and watch it.
But now...
If you're doing other things...
I mean, now you can just listen to us in the car.
Now you don't have an eyesore.
Yeah.
Yeah, no eyesore. You can be in the bath listening to the Shane Show. You could be working on your car.
Listening to our soft, smooth voices.
Sexy voices.
Oh, my God.
You could be doing anything else, folding laundry, listening to the Shane Show, whereas if it was the Shane Show Live, the video, you'd had to stop and take time out of your day. And this is just, you know, you need to be encouraged, doing something at work and got a few minutes to listen to the Shane Show,
and
or have nothing to do,
or if you have nothing to do, it's true. Yeah,
we're gonna try to keep it as PG as possible, you know, for the younger people. But if we go a little PG-13, it happens. Sometimes.
Probably won't happen.
We'll go.
They're not supposed to let it happen, but we'll see what happens here. All right. So first thing, we're gonna talk about merch. First thing up here. I'm going to take you to the top 10 Google searches Josiah found here.
Oh, yeah,
so we're going to go over those.
Hello, everybody. I'm Josiah, and this is the top 10 Google searches of
top 10
today.
Of today?
First one, is the dab dead?
Is the dab
is
dead?
It though?
That's the number one search, for real?
Yep.
That's amazing.
What is flossing?
What is flossing? Wait, wait.
I believe it's cleaning your teeth.
I was going to say, you're talking about the dance?
Yeah, I think it's the dance. I think that's what it is.
Is it spelled differently for...
No, it's spelled the same.
Oh.
It's weird. Flossing.
That's amazing.
Fortnite. V-Bucks. Mm-hmm. The new cryptocurrency.
Have you seen Bird Box?
I have, actually.
I hated it.
Yeah,
I was disappointed by the ending.
Why did they end The Office?
Because God made this world perfect, and then Adam and Eve sinned.
Yeah.
And then The Office ended.
Please bring back The Office.
Was that the next search?
No, I just added that in there because I'm really sad about it. V-Bucks.
What is it?
V-Bucks.
I spent money on that.
I don't even know what you're saying. What is it?
It's I think it's the new cryptocurrency.
V-Bucks, Fortnite.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who is Tfue?
Tfue.
I happen to know who he is. He's some Fortnite player. He's a big internet craze.
Oh, so it's just like several searches is about Fortnite.
It's just up the top 10.
Very popular with the young kids nowadays.
How to make slime.
In the 40-year-olds.
I do believe Kaylee has a couple gallons of that.
She does have a couple gallons of slime.
And she had some in our room earlier today.
Yeah. She had one that was yellow, and the consistency was exactly that of the banana Laffy Taffy, which, by the way, is my super favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if I wanted some banana Laffy Taffy, and my mouth literally watered while I waited for her to bring it to me, and then I clearly saw it and was like, this is not it. She's like, eat it!
Long story short, she's grounded.
Okay, last but not final one. How do I get a free Tesla?
A free Tesla?
There is actually a way to get a free Tesla, but you have to get your friends to buy a Tesla. I think you have to get 200 of your friends to buy a Tesla.
So 200 Teslas
and
you get a free Tesla?
And they enter whatever code they give you and you get a free Tesla.
I don't even think I have 200 friends. I mean, Facebook says I have more.
So you're telling me you have to convince 200 people that you know well
to buy a Tesla.
To buy a Tesla so you can get one free Tesla.
Mm-hmm. There's the biggest problem is I don't know even three people that could afford a Tesla.
Yeah,
so.
That's the problem.
Can it be any Tesla? Any generation?
Yeah, I think it'd be any Tesla, and I think you get whatever the new Tesla that came out. It's weird.
Yeah, well, I still don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
So that was the top 10?
I do believe, that's the end of the top 10.
Top 10 Google searches for today. Thank you so much, Josiah.
Thank you.
So, guys, what's been going on with yourselves lately? I know it's been a while since we've done a podcast episode.
Babies in tuxedos.
Babies in tuxedos. Now, there's something that makes me smile.
Yeah, I know. You just look at the photo and you're like, that is adorable.
You know, that you bring it up there, I honestly can say that I've never looked at a photo of a baby in a tuxedo and didn't say to myself, aww.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't look at photos of babies.
Yeah, Shane's not a big baby looker.
Yeah, that's probably
which is probably good for your age this time, I guess. I don't know.
I do want a baby, though.
That's... In later life, I'm sure.
Like a son. Shane the third, the turd.
Oh.
That's awesome.
I actually like that. I concur.
Mom said that she would spank me if I named my kid that.
She was probably being for real.
Yeah.
She would literally spank you.
Grandma wouldn't let me have to do that either.
Yeah, Grandma would probably be upset.
But I'd probably still do it just because
probably still would. And secretly, I would probably still support your decision.
And Grandpa Steve said he would too.
So, let's talk about the big elephant in the room, and by that I mean, Josiah, why are you the only one with a shirt on during this podcast?
Weirdo. Sun's out, guns out, baby.
I don't know. Because...
Like, for some reason, of course, it's just me, I changed out of my work stuff and, showered and got smelling good, and I was like, who wants to put a shirt on? I don't have to go outside.
Surprisingly, you're actually wearing pants. You don't.
Yeah, I am wearing pants this episode, so it benefits you guys, I guess.
Yeah,
No one else listening
can
see.
Sometimes my shirt just disappears and I don't know where it goes.
But Shane, I do love the cutoff sweat shorts you got going on there.
Yeah.
That is rocking. Although I don't understand why they have to be so short your butt cheeks hang out. That is disturbing.
I just like you guys to have something to look at while we do the podcast so we're not just always staring at each other's eyes.
We're just kidding, folks. His butt cheeks aren't hanging out. He
yes,
has
they
no
are.
Butt.
Don't lie.
So here we are. And what do we got next here, guys?
What? Okay. Shane, you want to lead us on?
No.
He says no. Dad?
Oh, well, I've got a segment coming up that I think the folks are going to like.
Really?
Stand by.
I know, I'm probably going to like it.
So now we go to a little segment that some of our dedicated listeners may know, and that is Small Talk with Margaret and Shalene.
Yeah. What's interesting is how Shane and I met them is actually we were in...
I was curious about that. And for those of you who may not be familiar, Margaret and Shalene is a voice characters that Shannon and little Shane and Josiah do.
What are you talking about?
Those
are real people.
What am I talking about? These are real people, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was way off. I don't even know where I'm going
He's crazy.
He's going.
He doesn't even know what V-Bucks are.
I don't
know. I don't even know what's
happening
right now.
Anyways, continuing my story. We met them on our trip to Las Vegas. Shane. Because we're traveling around.
Josiah's bachelor party.
To Las Vegas. And
which he's still a bachelor, by the way.
Shalene was bartending, and Margaret was ordering a drink, and we sat down next to him, and we started talking. They invited us out to have a cigarette with them. We were like, sorry, we can't. But we went with them anyways.
Because you can't smoke.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't even be in the bar.
Yeah.
Well, we know the owner, so he lets us in there, gives us free drinks.
Naturally.
Anyways.
Perfectly
we're out there.
Legal, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It was a Christian bar.
It's Vegas.
Okay. Are you going to get murdered? Anyways, we just start talking.
That's Catholic, so.
What happens in Vegas?
It stays in Vegas. Yeah, exactly.
Or gets on the air on a podcast.
Yes. Podcast.
And we start talking, and eventually, you know, we just keep talking, and before you know it, it's morning, and, you know, we just became good friends. Ever since then, we've been hanging out and having a good time.
If they're in Las Vegas and you're here, what do you hang out at?
We meet in the middle, so, where would we meet in the middle at?
Didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
I know.
So, where are these ladies originally from? Because their accent, obviously.
East
Hackensack, New Jersey, that's right. All right, so for those of you who don't know, here is Small Talk, a little segment with Margaret and Shalene.
Now, time for Small Talk with Margaret and Shalene.
Hello, everybody. We're here sitting together once again, looking for John's catheter.
Can't find it. Nowhere to be seen.
If you find it, there's a cash award. Okay, there's not a cash award. There's a change award for 25 cents.
25 cents.
So search your local Walmarts, your gas stations.
Your Arby's.
Dollar General.
Anywhere.
Anyways, we're talking about a topic here today. Well, we'll get straight to it. The dad is dead.
Dad is dying.
It's dead.
It was found in 2016.
2016 had
Robbery,
a good run.
Had a good run. It's 2018.
It's dying.
Just like John and his catheter.
Now if you do it, you a weirdo.
John will be dead.
Yeah, Pete.
It's ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure
his bladder is
it's
12 times the size as it used to be.
I know, he looks like he's got a baby.
Poor John.
And
his catheter.
So please help us
find
his catheter.
We'll find it, Margaret.
We'll find it one day, Shalene.
We gotta go to commercial break, take a smoke.
Well, that was certainly interesting. That was Small Talk
with
Margaret and Shalene.
It's just, I'm really glad that they decided to actually come out and engage in the podcast.
Yeah, I'm really glad. Mm-hmm. You know, they helped us out with the video segment we did last
Super
season.
Super sweet ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And so this season they were willing to help us with the podcast. So thanks so much for joining us, Margaret and Shalene. And we look forward to seeing you in future episodes.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So we're going to change the pace a little bit here. Like we said, we like to call this the best place on the internet right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some encouraging words. I've got some encouraging words I like to put out there and take it as you will. And I hope it just encourages you and helps you through your day, your week, maybe even your year. I don't know.
Well, we could have an impact that impacts your life.
Yeah, for life. And if that happens, great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take the credit. Give God the credit. But it's, you know, like we were talking about earlier, the internet is...
A hard
social media
set place.
People are, I mean, it's just so much hate, just spewing hate everywhere. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get on there some days.
Mm-hmm.
I go to scroll, I'm just like,
why even bother?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So.
It just sucks. I don't understand.
Well, here's a few encouraging words. Maybe you'll be encouraged by it, and I hope you are. Have you guys listening out there ever thought about starting your own podcast? You know, when we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions. How do we record an episode? How do we get our show into all the apps people like to listen to? How do I make money from the podcast? And you know, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast, and that means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's pretty much what we're doing right now by reading this ad.
I like podcasts because it's very user-friendly.
I love podcasts because of all the options.
So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make a little money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and these guys and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your guys' podcast. So, Josiah, you were saying you had an interesting thing happen to you this week.
Yeah, actually, I did have something very interesting happen to me. So, I was taking my dog out because he's a small dog and he goes out every hour.
Small bladder.
Yeah, and it was dark outside.
Like you.
And I bring the flashlight with me, put him in the pen, let him do his thing, and then I shine the flashlight in the woods. And I just see thousands of eyes staring right back at me.
Oh, my God.
Which I can only assume were bunnies.
Oh, bunnies.
Freaked me out at first. Jim was going crazy. He was trying to like, get out of the pen and chase after him. And as soon as I start approaching all the eyes, it scatters.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like a stampede.
A stampede of bunnies?
That's correct.
That actually sounds so cute that it makes me feel warm and melty
It was
inside.
Terrifying.
Did you eat any of them?
No.
A stampede of bunnies.
That's correct. A stampede of bunnies.
That literally sounds cute right now.
No.
Like if there were ladies here, they'd be like, oh.
It's terrifying.
Sounds delicious.
What if they
Nobody's hearing
me?
What you're saying right now, Shane, when you whisper into the microphone.
Oh, well.
So.
What
yeah.
if they charged me?
If they charged you?
Yes.
You should hug them to death.
1,000 bunnies versus one man.
I would imagine that would be a comfortable place to sleep.
No.
Other exciting happenings. This weekend, Kaylee is going to yet another state meet this year. So that's exciting. She has so many medals now.
Our house has a lot of metal.
Yeah, a lot of metal in it. Her room is literally, you walk into her room and you think it is a steel building.
Yep.
So, having to use concrete screws to hold her metal frame.
How is that metal frame holding up?
Pretty good. That side of the house has a slight lean to it.
Yeah, obviously.
So, yeah, we wish her luck this weekend.
Yep. All of our support.
Totally. And we're saying goodbye to the old Purple Beast.
Oh, man.
The old 99 Suburban.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. It's falling apart.
Yep, got it 2013. Run like a charm.
Doors falling off,
yep.
Alternators giving
Alternators
out.
Dying.
Yep.
Rest in peace. Transmission
All
slipping.
Things.
Transmission slipping. One hose after another is leaking, cracking, breaking. It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time for a new ride. So we'll take care of that this weekend, I guess. It's good stuff. So encouraging words of the week coming right at you. Welcome back, everybody. We hope you are encouraged by those encouraging words.
They're very encouraging.
So we're going to move into our, what are we going to move into? We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, but I think first,
the funny gym moments.
Funny gym moments. Well, yeah. Some people found them funny. I didn't. So, little Shane and I were back at it at the gym again.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a few months.
A year.
Yeah. Well, it's been a few months. I had fun. I'm sore.
Are good times. Sore? Good. Yeah, I'm sore.
I didn't go to the gym.
Good workout.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being left out here.
You are being left out. You're not old enough. But we love you still.
Yeah, do
Non-strong you? Josiah.
Or do we?
Yeah, so I felt like I got a good pump.
Yeah, for a first day back.
Yeah, it went too bad. I didn't want to overdo it. I didn't want to be so sore I couldn't move the next day. You know,
like you six ibuprofens.
You could pull your belly muscle.
Yeah, I pulled my belly muscle.
You've done that before.
I was getting at it. I was going hard. Nothing could stop me.
Arms and chest. We did a little bit of back.
Yeah. And my gluteus.
Gluteus, not so maximus. I mean,
are you guys
getting
what you're saying? Get to
the I
don't
funny
know what
stuff? He's talking about right now.
You guys can get to
yeah,
the funny stuff.
You
just
know
going to talk
about
muscles.
What are you talking about?
Your gluteus not maximus.
I don't even know.
It's your gluteus minimus.
My gluteus minimus. Didn't we already have this discussion?
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. We want to go there.
I recorded it.
What do you mean you recorded it?
Yeah, I recorded it. I have some little bit of audio for it.
Well, you're going to have to prove that.
All right, I got it right here.
love working out with you. Man, my buns feel so tight. My gluteus maximus, I think it's gonna look good soon.
You mean gluteus minimus.
Gluteus minimus? No, my gluteus maximus.
Yeah, that's a gluteus minimus.
What? You're supposed to... I hate you! I wish I was never born!
Wait. Dad. Well, that was awkward.
Here we are on banter time. So, I'm going to take a sip of this coffee. I'll let you guys say something while I take a sip of my
watermelon.
Coffee.
Watermelon.
We started already.
Oh, my bad.
Really wish I had a touch of that creamer.
Yeah, it would have been nice, but
I don't drink. I don't use creamer or coffee, Mike.
You don't use creamer or coffee?
Nope.
You say you don't use creamer or coffee?
Just sugar.
I just eat sugar. That's all I do.
It's the best.
Milk and sugar.
Yeah, I don't normally like putting sugar in my coffee. I just like that, you know, if the creamer's got a little bit of sweetener in it, then I'll just put a dab of creamer. But for the most part, it's straight black coffee, maybe a little sweetness.
I did use creamer while I was at Grandma's in Missouri because she bought, like, the most best creamers ever.
The most best creamers ever?
Yeah.
You are ready to go out into the world and just conquer it.
I know.
Well, that reminds me. I was at the pet store the other day, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, can I buy a goldfish? And the guy said, well, do you want an aquarium? I said, I prefer it a Pisces or a Leo. Do-do-m-tsh.
Boo.
What? Nobody? Chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp.
No stage.
I was at my brother's house the other day, and I noticed that he had all of the Batman movies on DVD. And I said, hey, can I borrow Batman Forever? He said, no, you'll have to bring it back in a week.
I'm sorry, guys.
You were not at his house the other day.
This segment's just going to be dad jokes, isn't it?
Well, I asked a lady at Walmart the other day if I could look at a watch. She said, analog? I said, no, just a watch. She looked confused. Analog?
Yeah, we get it. We got it.
We'll come back to this section.
And now, Tax Talk with Margaret and Shalene.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having us back. I mean...
such a privilege.
We're not talking about Jordan's catheter. Obviously, you already know. It's tax day.
Time for taxes.
But if you really want to save money on your taxes, just don't do them. I haven't done mine in 30 years. So, you know...
Oh, Margaret, you haven't done yours in 30 years?
No, I haven't, Shalene.
You're supposed to do your taxes.
I thought it was more of a suggestion.
No, it's against the law to not do your taxes.
Oh my god, I'm a criminal.
You're a criminal, Margaret. You're going to Alcatraz.
Holy crap.
You're never going to get out there.
They won't even let me smoke, will they?
No, you can't smoke in Alcatraz.
Oh my god.
This isn't the 50s anymore, Margaret.
What am I going to do?
You're going to die.
Oh my god.
What? Someone's at the door.
Treasury agents, open up.
Oh my god, hide me in your closet.
Margaret, get the closet quick.
Don't let them find me.
I won't. What? 1 second, I'm in the nude.
Hey guys.
Yes.
I was looking at surround sound speakers in Best Buy last week, and I asked if someone could show me their best brand. The guy said, Kenwood? I said, yeah, where is he then?
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
All right, so here's your $5.
Yes.
I met a guy with a didgeridoo, and he said he was playing Dancing Queen on it. I thought, that's Aboriginal. You know, I called the gym the other day and asked if they had any openings for their advanced yoga class. The lady said, how flexible are you? I said, I couldn't make Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Oh.
I did tell the doctor that I was afraid of the lapels on my work uniform. He said I might have cholera.
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
Not long. But I did meet a local guy who recently published a book of crosswords. Now, I can't remember his name. It's P something, T something, R. Anyway. Across. I was reading a book about the history of glue. I couldn't put it down.
That's a good one, actually.
This guy's a funny guy. It's actually.
I might not be laughing, but that really is a good one.
I did recently visit our local ASPCA office. It's tiny. You couldn't swing a cat in there.
Meow.
There was a truck full of tortoises and snapping turtles that crashed the other day. It was a turtle disaster.
Oh, my.
Wow, haven't heard that one before. How original.
Sorry, that joke was a little slow, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Oh, wow. He did it again. He's a genius.
Yes! He let it roll! Oh, my goodness. I did ask a friend the other day. You know, we're looking for volunteer firemen. I asked a friend the other day if he would think about becoming a volunteer firefighter. And he said, I wouldn't do it if he paid me.
Just because I wait. Okay.
Oh, did you guys hear about the cowboy that walked into a German car showroom and said,
Audi.
Audi? Oh, Josiah. Beat me to it. But Kaylee is in love with two different handbags. I told her she might be by satchel. So I'm gonna keep
over the line there. Just
keep her in our prayers.
Wish you could see my facial expression. Didn't say this microphone.
Shane's facial expression is, where can I be right now other than right here?
Yes.
All right, everybody. This is we're gonna wrap the show up this evening with a little Q&A.
Man, I'm so pumped. I've been waiting this whole podcast for the Q&A.
We've got some questions you guys have emailed to us. Now, in our first episode of season two, we reminded you guys in the podcast you can actually record, like leave messages for us, and we can play.
That.
So instead of us just reading your question, you can literally ask the question yourself. And then we can play it, and then we obviously answer you on air in the next episode. So don't forget to do that. But hey, we're cool with the submitted stuff. We've got questions from people we don't even know.
So we don't know these people. They're
obviously
random.
We're on the internet, so the world can hear us. So we did pull some of those questions, and we're gonna get to them now. Let's see here, Q&A,
question and answer.
So we have our first one from Georgia, Dale, D-A-L-E. Yeah, Dale from Marietta, Georgia, right?
That's for a Georgian.
He says, when will you guys bring back Margaret and Shalene?
As soon as possible.
Those are great ladies. For those of you not familiar, for those of you who have not listened to episode one of season two, or even the Shane Show Live last season, Margaret and Shalene, a great couple of ladies from East Hackensack, New Jersey. Just hilarious.
Yeah, a close friend of ours.
So if you haven't listened to episode one of this season, our last episode, stop what you're doing. Go listen to it now. It's phenomenal. Our first podcast. Anyway, so yeah, we'll be bringing back Margaret and Shalene as soon as possible.
ASAP.
ASAP as possible.
We have a Taylor from Paris, Tennessee. She says, can I get a mug but for free?
No, you can't. You must pay for it.
Yes.
We're literally giving these things away at cost. Let's see. Stacy from Gunnison, Colorado. She says, this is the dumbest podcast I've heard in my life. The dad isn't even that funny.
Haven't even met you. Aww. I already hate you. Stop listening to us. We don't want your view.
The dumbest one she's heard. Oh, my God. The dad isn't even that funny. I feel bad for whatever dad she's talking about.
Oh, did she say anything about me?
No.
Oh, okay, then we're totally cool.
This totally one rude. Was in my email. I don't know if it was for me. It's Mr. Butte Swananista from Namibia.
Namibia.
Says, dear sir, hello. You can find here that a large sum of money is awaiting your approval for release. You must claim it as inheritance from your next of kin. Kindly respond, and it can be sent to you very right away. You must only pay for the small transferal fee of your sums. If you do not, the monies not claimed will be submitted to the local tax, and you may lose this inheritance. Please act swiftly, as I am probated to hold these funds for a limited time. Sounds legit.
That's legit. Wonder how much money it is.
Yeah. So what's the fee, though?
Oh, my goodness. We've all received those.
I haven't.
No, you guys don't have email, but...
I have people
with legit emails have gotten the spam emails before. But, all right, that's all the questions we have. So, you guys, be sure to listen to the podcast and click on the area where you can literally leave us a voicemail with your question or even your comments. You may leave comments if you want. We'll play it. We'll respond. We'll banter.
Yeah. Back and forth.
Yeah.
With each other.
So we had one more segment for you this evening. Eunice. We have a caller, actually. She was on hold. Looks like we got disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Eunice from Astoria, West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
We were going to take her call, but it says that she is no longer there. She may have been confused.
Yeah.
She may have died.
And entered information says here she was 78 years old, so I'm pretty sure she may be confused.
Yeah.
All right, well, if we get anybody else on the line, if anybody else wants to call and converse with us, you've got about 30 seconds, but we're fixing to end episode two of season two of the Shane Show podcast this evening. We hope you had some encouragement. Hope you had some smiles, but mostly definitely encourage a little bright spot here. Better than other things on the internet.
Way better.
So
All right, well, I don't remember the gym scene going down like that, but clearly it did.
Well, it's on video, so.
Yeah.
Audio doesn't lie, I guess.
Audio. Video.
So moving on, Super Bowl's coming up. I'm sure you guys are aware. Yeah. People still follow that, right?
All the time.
So, Super Bowl prediction. Who do you think's going to win? Who are you pulling for? And why? Josiah?
I don't have a preference. I don't like watch the NFL. I don't keep up with any of that stuff. I mean.
You're rooting for the commercials.
I mean, I guess so, yeah. Yeah,
they're funny. I love the funny commercials. That's definitely the best part of the
That is the only one of the only reasons I'll sit down and watch it.
So, Shane?
We're rooting for the Patriots.
Patriots, huh?
Yep.
And why the Patriots?
More Super Bowls under their belt. Tom Brady's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He's been there forever. He's just the best, you know.
And on the flip side of that, for the Rams? How many times have the Rams been to the Super Bowl?
Like, twice?
Maybe, in their whole life.
Yeah, and they're going to lose. They barely beat the Saints. And the only reason they beat them was because of a bad play call. So.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You don't watch the game, so you don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. Oh, I wanted to mention that photo we got on the photo from the canvas. So there's this picture.
Oh, the family.
Yeah, right. with all you know, the kids and me and Bran.
Yeah.
And Brandy said she liked it, so I was going to put it on canvas. Like a canvas photo on a little wooden frame.
Yeah.
So I ordered it, thinking it was going to be like a small 12 by 12.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
What is it, like a 32 by 32?
It's gigantic. Yeah. It's half my body size.
Well.
And probably going to need a concrete screw to hold it into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Put it into a brick wall somewhere.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously large. It's almost life size.
It is almost life size.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Hashtag mom doesn't
What's
know where
weird
to hang
is
it.
The way the picture worked. Mine and Shane's heads are kind of like warped on the corners.
My head looks fine.
No, your shoulders are. Yeah. Your shoulders are on the corners. Your head's fine. Well, I mean, your head's big, but your shoulders are fine.
Oh, okay. So that's just how my head naturally looks.
Yeah. Big
that makes
and
sense.
Stinky.
Okay. Well, I wanted to remind everybody that we do have the ability, you can call. And leave a voicemail. Well, it's not really calling, but if you visit the Anchor app, our anchor.fm/The Shane Show podcast, you can actually leave a voicemail for us, and we'll play that voicemail at our next show. Now, that voicemail can include a question, if you have a question for us, a comment even, something to tell
a statement.
If you have a statement and would like to share, if you have encouraging words, something positive you'd like to share with everybody, we'll put it on our podcast. This podcast isn't just about us. This podcast is about you. We want to encourage people and just give them something positive to listen to.
And we want to get as involved with you guys.
Definitely. Totally.
As we can. So,
feel free to visit our podcast page. I don't know if you can do it through other apps, other podcast players or not. But I do know that on anchor.fm/The Shane Show podcast, you can... leave us a voice message, and we'll play that as part of our show next. Our next show, and
a Q&A.
Yeah, a little
Q&A.
Yeah,
you can email a question if you want, but I mean, it's a podcast. We can read your question, or you can ask the question and make it sound like you're here with us. So, just an option.
Q&A.
You guys have any closing thoughts? Anything encouraging?
No, not really. I mean, I think we've done pretty good so far.
Yeah, I feel like we've taken up a lot of time.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a 20-minute show or not.
Yeah, I don't know if this is...
It's probably like a 5-second show.
Yeah. Definitely seems long enough.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget, in closing, everybody, hope your week's fantastic. Cold weather coming.
Tomorrow's Monday. Good luck to everybody.
Monday, good luck with that. So if you need something to get through your Monday, just play us on repeat. Don't forget to visit our webpage, theshaneshow.org. And visit our merch store.
Yeah, buy some merch. What is it like?
Link in bio.
Last I checked, it was $15 for a t-shirt.
Yeah, I think it's $22 for a t-shirt. It's $20 for a t-shirt and $22 for the sleeveless.
But it's worth it because we're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the stuff that you buy from our merch store.
For an extra dollar, you can get custom-made Shane t-shirt with me with no shirt.
I don't even know what that means. But all that just helps pay for the cost of the podcast and the hosting and all that stuff.
And it's paying for Josiah's college.
So, but again, once we publish this podcast, it'll take some time on some of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them, it takes a day, but it'll be published to all the popular podcast players and things like that. So that's all we got.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us on Episode 1, Season 2. Did I say that backwards?
I think this is Season 3, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's Thanks for joining us for Season 2, Episode 1. I should have said it that way.
Yeah.
Season 2, Episode 1 of The Shane Show. We hope you're encouraged and that you had fun listening as much as we had fun putting this together. So be encouraged. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week back here at The Shane Show. I'm Shane.
I'm Josiah.
And I'm Shane.
We'll talk at you later. All right, everybody, that about does it for this episode of The Shane Show Podcast.
And I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's over? Yes. Yes, it is.
That's just life. Everything comes to an end.
That's true. Death and taxes.
That's literally what happens in life. You pay your taxes, you die, and it's over.
That's it, yeah.
You shut up, you sit down, you do your work, and then you die.
We really did turn this into a depressing episode.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
By ending it with death and taxes.
But it's very realistic.
Yeah. But hey, don't forget to visit us, theshaneshow.org. Check out our link and bio.
No merch.
No merch. We did shut the merch store down. We didn't have enough.
Why?
We're trying to.
Why? God, no, why?
Obviously, our coffee mugs were the best seller. We bought some of our own, and then, of course, apparently we're popular in Wyoming.
Thanks, Wyoming. Big shout out to you guys up there.
Yeah.
But we really need requests.
Yeah, what we need are ideas, really, for what kind of merchandise would you be willing to get? Obviously, the coffee mugs were popular, but other than coffee mugs, the
anything
bath mats.
You can think of.
The bath mats were didn't sell so good. We didn't even buy our own bath mat. That's how horrible the bath mats were.
You know, I really want one, though.
I kind of want one, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than stepping out of the shower and stepping onto my face or your face or your face.
Not my face.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to step out and step on our face? If you had a bad day, step on our faces. We don't care.
Seems amazing, yeah. Punching bags.
Punching bags. Oh,
if you guys want that, punching bags. Punching bags.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. So here's what you need to do. Your podcast listening app should have a feature where you can actually click and record your own question. Send in your questions, comments, anything you want. We'll play over our next podcast. We'll answer. We'll debate. We'll talk. It'll be good stuff.
It'll be great. Yeah. It's gonna be huge.
Yeah. So yeah. Also, send in those ideas. You can email us. You can send in the ideas. Record whatever ideas you'd think for the merch store. We'll bring it back up, and we'll go from there. So, Josiah, you have anything you want to add?
No, actually, I don't. I can't think of it.
Yeah, that was a huge waste of 10
seconds.
We'd like
to watch you in your sleep.
Shane, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. Oh, well, go Gators. That's about it.
Okay, yeah. Clearly.
Wait for our sports segment. It'll be coming.
Opinionated. We have opinions. So that's nice. It, yeah. Boom. The revamped Shane Show. I thought it was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
It was all right.
A lot of information.
We'll see.
A lot of opinions.
Besides
if you've got any comments or opinions on anything that was discussed.
Anything, absolutely everything.
On the podcast, this podcast episode, please... Please go and add your questions, comments, concerns to the recording section, and we will gladly
even
we'll play.
Hate mail. We like to read hate mail too.
Hate mail's the best.
Anything.
I need to start recording. You owe us $25 a piece for doing this segment with you.
Man, you guys are killing me.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening.
And that's all for episode 2 of season 2 of the Shane Show podcast. We appreciate you guys joining us.
That's
right. We look forward to seeing you next episode. Stay encouraged, stay positive, and don't forget to visit us at the merch link in bio. Great show, guys.
Yeah,
way to go.
Get your t-shirt.
The best. You guys are great. Wonderful.
The best.
The best there is.
Stop.
You're so wonderfully great.
Stop.